Hello, I'm Shelha Bikinpa, and you're with PTNHD and ProductionLiveOnline.com, and we are here with Doug Ruffin, which is going to introduce himself in a minute. We're coming with an exciting event of Share Stage 2010 on Friday and Saturday, and we're going to hear a little bit about it from Doug. Doug, first of all, tell us about yourself your organization.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. It's great to be here, by the way. Boston Music Coalition really essentially is that we publicize live music events. Now, of course, anybody can wave the flag for music in Boston. It's diverse, music is great. And we look at it that whether Fenway Park or Franklin Park, if you have an event that's music related, a fundraiser or just a neighborhood event, we want to publicize it, whatever the genre will be.
What do you mean publicize it? What would you do?
Well, what we do is we attract people, attract thousands to our site, and from there we get it out to the media. We, we are the liaison to media and press and programs like this to say, look, this is a worthwhile event to go to. You want to come to,
So you help with some marketing.
Yeah, exactly. Some marketing, and if it's music related, we, we work it out, and we try to reach the social capital of people who are living or who are touring in Boston.
So Boston Music Coalition.
Yes, absolutely.
.com. And you're going to be helping with Share Stage 2010.
We already are, and yes, we are reaching out to media for them. We are. This whole thing will help kids in the arts, and particularly the call for diversity for June 19th, which is the Day of Freedom. And there's very little celebration of that in the market right now. And Boston has grown in its diversity to be able to support an event like this. So we want to be the ones that take that and move that forward to make June 19th the Day of Freedom. The way to celebrate here in Boston. The Boston Music Coalition is all about diversity.
That is so exciting.
Yeah, very
exciting. So our adventure stage is going to be the musicians from the Cinderella Modern Tale of Disney, and they're going to be performing here. And you're helping us really bring this event, bring it about.
Absolutely,
and
absolutely.
Doug, I'd like you to maybe share a story from your childhood or something that inspired you to, what brought you to help these causes?
Well, I think that I've always been giving in what I do. It's not so many company presidents like myself who start businesses sometimes get in front of the media and they say, oh, yes, we support diversity. Oh, yes, we do that. And they do as a sidebar. For us, our centerpiece is diversity and one of our major spokes in the wheel of how we generate business is to make sure that music related fundraiser is one of the spokes in the wheel that we will pay attention to help move what we do forward along with what they're doing forward. That's why it's so real in the centerpiece for us.
And why do you find music so special?
Well, to answer your question about childhood, it's because I went to the music conservatory when I was 8 years old, and I remember learning the piano. And we had a my mother and I, my parents both together thought that I should, I was musically inclined, but we never thought that when my mother brought me there that day. We did a kind of trial run class and what it would be like, and I went there for the summer, and she literally took my mother aside and said, there's something there,
So, and so you played piano?
I played piano. I actually wrote a song when I was 10, jazz piece, when I was 10 or 11, and stuff like that. And, so I love string instruments. When I got older, I did stop the practice because I just left where all the music was. Per se, that I had a piano in almost every place I was at that time.
So that was your beginning?
Yeah, that was my beginning. Then one day I got tired of top 40 radio one day. I was about 15 years old, and I got tired of top 40 radio with angst. I turned to the college radio stations in Boston and found disco when nobody knew what it was back in 1975, 74, whatever. And, you know, this long 20-minute song with these variations, and an announcer named John Luongo got on and said, for those of you who don't know, those were four songs, and that's how we do disco. I was cut from there, and dance music and the whole dance electronica genre has always been what made me tick and move, and the diversity of people who dance music attracts, both in its performance and its audience, has really felt like home, and that's what takes me to where I am now. Take that beat and rhythm of diversity and move it into business, and that's what the Boston Music Coalition is all about.
Of course, that is so important.
Thank you.
So, wow, thank you so much for your story.
I'm very glad to be here.
And stay tuned with us. We're gonna be presenting to you guys more and bring more people that are involved with the project, with Share Stage 2010. And your organization is one of the organizations that are coming together, of five nonprofits coming together to bring this event. And it's gonna be raising money for opening a center for the arts, an educational center for inner city kids and aspiring artists.
Right.
In downtown Boston Crossing. And thank you so much for being
part of this. We're
gonna
do our part to help make that happen.
Thank you so
much. Very good to be here. Thank you.
Really appreciate it. I'm Shala Ditsumkla, and you're with ProductionLiveOnline.com and TTN HD. Thank you for being with us.